You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. As we've mentioned, last night in my old hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan, at a big event for Barack Obama, the candidate stepped up to the podium and invited the number three candidate, former number three, John Edwards, to the podium where he received an endorsement from John Edwards for Barack Obama. Covering the Democrats for Politico.com is Ben Smith. Ben, my conspiratorial instinct suggests that this was an endorsement that the Barack Obama people had in their back pocket for a while to pull off this perfect storm of timing in the wake of Hillary Clinton's victory in West Virginia. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you know, I think you are wrong, actually. I think
I'm always wrong.
It would have been nice to, I think the thing with this endorsement is they probably would have been pleased to roll him out earlier.
So,
he would have been very helpful to them in North Carolina, for instance, a couple weeks ago.
So what led up to this?
I mean, I think, you know, it's one of these things they've been working on a lot of people for a long time, and eventually it becomes clear to those people that Obama's the inevitable nominee and they want to get on the bandwagon. I mean, Edwards, it would have been also better for Edwards, I think, to have endorsed her earlier. Now it's really this appearance. He's just kind of, jumping on the bandwagon.
I mean, I guess what I'm wondering is, what is the horse trading that goes on in a situation like this? I mean, endorsements aren't clearly the most important events in any campaign. Nevertheless, there's all this behind-the-scenes negotiating. Who has the chips here?
Well, Obama has the chips, particularly now. I mean, Edwards could ask for more 2 weeks ago, could ask for more 1 week ago. He did get Obama to commit to this goal of his of cutting poverty in half in 5 years, which, I mean, I imagine everybody is for. But which is something Obama will now at least, I think, give lip service to. And who knows whether, you know, there was some discussion of a job in the administration, which we don't know.
And that's not anything that you've been able to learn, right?
No, and the thing with if we don't know it, and if it's a private promise, you know, how do you hold the President of the United States to that?
Right. Now, I understand there's still some negotiating to do because perhaps Elizabeth Edwards isn't on board.
Yes, she was not there in Grand Rapids last night, and in fact has said very nice things about Hillary's health care plan. At one point, Edwards suggested he and his wife had voted for different people in the North Carolina primary a couple weeks ago, so now I think we know who voted for whom.
Well, theoretically, Edwards on the ticket suggests that the game plan for the Barack Obama campaign is all about reuniting the Democratic Party. Let's hear what Edwards had to say last night.
Brothers and sisters, we must come together as Democrats and in the fall stand up for what matters for the future of America, to make America what it needs to be.
Is this an astute move to advance that strategy?
You know, I mean, it's where it's got to go. He in fact, at length praised Hillary Clinton, which he was first booed by the crowd, and then, you know, he's a very adept speaker and kind of warmed them up and convinced them to cheer for Hillary Clinton. That's kind of where this has to go. What Obama needs to do, because a lot of people are, you know, half of the party voted for Hillary Clinton, and so there are a lot of people who are unhappy that Obama's won.
Ben, quick question for you in terms of a practical matter. John Edwards did have 16 delegates. Obviously, he can't force them to support Obama, but he can certainly strongly urge them to, which can only be good for Obama at a time when the delegate race is so tight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's got, you know, like eight in South Carolina, four in New Hampshire. I've got that backward. And some in Iowa, they don't have to do what he says, but they likely will, and that'll really expand Obama's lead over Hillary.
Well, at the very least, it erases the sort of 12 to whatever it was in West Virginia, the delegates, depending on how that shakes out. So not only does it blanket the headlines from Hillary Clinton, it also tends to erase the delegate count from West Virginia. Ben Smith, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ben Smith covers the Democrats for Politico.com.